Welcome to our discussion of Amida meditations. First thing I do in Amida, I take three steps back. I tremble before God. I say, I'm not worthy. But then I take three steps forward. I come into the Choshech, Hanan, Rafael. I come into the clouds and the mist, and I'm ready to approach. And I speak to God directly. Baruch atah Hashem. I speak to God in the first person, you, God. But then again, I step back into the third person. And I remember that God is God of our forefathers. I have that connection with God, but not just one forefather, but Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And it says, God of this, God of that, God of the other, because each one had their own kind of relationship, and I too have my own kind of relationship with God. I remember that God protected Avraham, and I hope God will protect me as well. And I say, do it Laman Shemo, do it for your name. I know, God, that you are good. And since you are good, you want good for me. And therefore, this is a worship of God. I'm helping you act on the goodness that you want to be. I'm asking someone who's so good that if you would grant what I want, that I know that would make you so happy. So I'm asking for that. But maybe I'm asking too much. Maybe those who are sick cannot be healed. Maybe those who have fallen cannot stand up. But the second blessing says, no, don't forget. God revives the dead. One day God will defeat any problem there is. He has the ability, and only He has the ability, to defeat any issue, any problem I have. I can turn around because God has that ability. Third blessing says that it is true, it's the angels who are so holy, but we can achieve holiness too, because it's here on earth that we can bring God, who is so ethereal, into this world, which is so material. And we can do it. Keter et milcha, we can give you a crown, we say on Shabbat. We can do that. It's true, Ata Kadosh, you're holy, but Shimcha Kadosh, the name is the way we refer to it, to God. And it takes us, takes human beings to crown God. You can't have a king unless there are willing participants, willing citizens. We are the willing citizens helping through our minion, through our collective, to make God God. And that's why it takes a minion to say the Kedusha, recognizing that it's in a community, in a congregation, the nation of Israel, that can bring God to this world. We turn to the middle blessings and we say, Ata chaneinu me'itcha, give us something of yourself. You are the ultimate omniscient one. You know everything. Give us of yourself. Bring us closer to you. Let us cling to you. And then we ask God to help us repent. And of course, repentance is something we have to do. But we say, God, Harotze b'tshuva. We know you want us to do tshuva. You want us to get close to you. How about you step a few steps toward me and I'll step a few steps toward you and we'll get closer. That's the beginning of the Amida. It's with these thoughts that we turn to the Amida itself. And this time, take three steps back and then three steps forward. We bow, remembering that this is reminiscent of the bowing in the temple. And we conjure up in our minds that we're about to approach God as if we're standing before the throne of God.